So this Friday is International Women's Day.
Correct, yeah.
And you've organised an International Women's Day gala. Do you want to tell us what exactly you're doing?
We are hosting a panel of four local businesswomen that have all built their businesses here in Whangaroa. So at Rocket at 3:30 we'll kick off with some cocktails and diving deep into the lives and careers of these women who have all built their businesses in our own backyard here.
So who are the five or six women doing
this? There's four on the panel, and Katie Lowe's will be our host.
Oh, yes. Katie's one of our DJs here.
Yes, local hero, Katie.
Yes, very busy person.
She has saved the day once again. But yes, so Katie will be asking these the women questions about the theme of International Women's Day this year, which is Inspire Inclusion, and is all about putting money in the hands of women to accelerate progress within businesses.
Yep.
And also questions that are more specific to businesses here in Whangaroa and the challenges we face here, which is, for example, seasonal clientele, small population, limited job opportunities. So, yeah, and how businesses are going to pivot with the rise of costs looming and the dreaded recession word approaching, if we're tuned in afar from global influences. But, yeah, so these women have all kind of pivoted their businesses online. Not all of them, but that's where they're going. They've managed to, have more of a global reach outside just Raglan.
Okay.
And, create jobs for themselves that they love and that they are really thriving in.
So, should we tell us, you've mentioned Katie, but who else, who's going to be on the panel?
So, we have Nami, who is a photographer, and she is the mastermind behind the original Goddess shoot. So she is really focused on empowering women and showing their authenticity through photo shoots. And she's just built an online educational program for other artists and photographers.
Okay.
So she's got a real focus on art empowering and supporting your life. You know,
so I guess that's one of those things you're talking about, where she was started as a photographer.
Yeah,
she's here and looking for ways to make it work.
Yes, and so now she's actually embarking on a one-way ticket around the world with her family, and so she'll be doing these shoots in different locations across the world, but also will have the support of this entire education program that she's built that's just purely online.
That sounds like there's a really interesting story there, which no doubt she'll be revealing a little bit of.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, now, did we say when and where for this event?
Rocket, 3:30.
Friday. Okay,
Friday.
We'll mention that again, but we'll keep
drumming that in.
Yeah,
because it's coming up.
Yeah. Okay, so she's one of the panelists.
Yes, and we also have Maricia Twentyman, and she is a copywriter. She has her own brand, Dirty Copy. She's hilarious. She specializes in copywriting for brands that don't do boring.
Now, wouldn't they all say that they don't do boring?
Well, you just need to take a look at her website to figure out pretty quickly that she's really nailed her branding.
Okay, cool. All right. There are some businesses would say, well, we're a stable business, or so.
Yeah, I think she...
Those wouldn't be the ones who go for her, but...
I think, in her words, she's over boring messaging. Repetitive things. She's really all about hooking people in to you as a brand as well, and making people fall in love with you in order to buy your products.
So it's a bit more personal.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so that's her. And
she has some great content on Instagram if you want to give her a follow, the Dirty Copy.
Okay. And we've still got a couple more for the panel.
Yes, Gemma Rose is a fully certified trauma-informed breathwork facilitator and self-leadership coach. So she's coaching women, not only women, sorry, she's coaching people through how to lead heart first within their businesses.
Yep.
and she has a very impressive awards and work with charitable startups. She is also a mama, and if you look at our event, you can see a wealth of awards and boards that she sits on within our community.
And it says a graduate of the Waikato Management School, but now she's doing something quite different.
Yeah.
Really, although I suppose there's some skills that come over from that.
I'm sure.
Whenever you're running anything.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I think we've got one more to mention.
Yes, we do. Mariana, she is a senior environmental consultant and the director of Be Environmental, passionate about environmental consultant, driven by improving water quality and aquatic ecosystems. So, yeah, she has her own company, and she really geeks out on computer software and systems and simplifying workloads.
Okay.
Scientist, extreme academic. We have a real mix of people on that panel.
So where did the idea to do this come from? This is your job to come up with these ideas?
Not only my job. There's a board at the business chamber. It's made up of completely volunteers. So they are completely focused on just helping the businesses here in Whangaroa.
Yeah.
We just wanted to help people to pivot their businesses at the moment, think about going online, and ultimately just be inspired by a bunch of women that have done it here in Raglan.
Yeah, and I guess they kind of it's a creative response to difficult times or difficult problems, but it's the ability to adapt is important, I guess.
Yeah, adapt and pivot and
see
how we can all get more clients. The Raglan Business Chamber is famous for hosting networking events. Usually they're private sort of events within our own members, but we wanted to open this up not only to women, by the way. Everyone is
right. I was going to ask that question. I assumed it was open to everyone. So.
Yeah, open to everyone, and we're keen to get some new, fresh energy in there and, help the wider community with this one.
So do we need to get tickets?
Yes. I would love you to get tickets today.
Yes. Right. As soon as the interview's finished, folks, go straight to the computer.
And if you go to the Raglan Business Chamber's Instagram and Facebook page, we're running a giveaway. So if you comment on our last photo, our most recent post, and all you have to do is tag someone that you want to go with and to win free tickets for you and whoever you tag in the post.
Okay. Now, are there more? We've got five women here. Are there other women, female businessmen, female business people out there in the community? Like, is this just a small slice of what we've got?
Tiny, tiny, tiny slice of what Raglan has to offer. And, there's so many businesses out there that the Raglan Business Chamber represent. I don't know if they represent, but have in their bracket, and we would love for as many different business owners to come along so we can all network and mingle and connect and share information.
Okay, so the tickets get you into Rocket, and there's
free cocktails with your ticket,
right?
And there is free tasty snacks all evening. So that's what the ticket covers. We're a non-for-profit community-based organization. We really want to support Rocket and opening their event up just for us, so it is a private event.
Yeah.
So that's what your ticket is covering, drinks and food.
Yeah, okay. And are you planning other chamber events over the year?
Certainly we are. We have also the next one we have up coming up is with BizWorks, an end of tax year party.
They're normally so busy at that time of year themselves. So
I think that BizWorks especially are busy all year round.
Yeah.
So, they've just said, we're always busy, the books are always full. So, that'll be the next one coming up.
Okay. Is that kind of an after five thing? Is that
yes. So that's what the Raglan Chamber is famous for, the business after five events.
Okay.
Well, we often do breakfasts as well.
Okay, all right. Anything else on the horizon, or are you still planning the rest?
I'm just trying to get through Friday, honestly.
I must admit, a lot of people had that feeling last week when Maui Dolphin Day was coming up. Just got to get that sorted, and then you'll be able to relax and think about what happens next. But at least you've got one more thing lined up already. Yeah, yeah. So did you say much about Katie, who's the MC for the event?
Do you want to tell us about Katie?
Well, I know what she does. Actually, Katie's interesting because when I first met her, I thought, oh, she's involved in all the same things I'm involved in. And then I realised, no, she's just like involved in everything.
Yeah.
And so it was some of them were things that I did. But the stuff I don't know too much about is her, like, because she works at the Environment Centre.
She does.
And Extreme Waste. And she does a lot of funding applications for various organisations. She does those really well. And she's on the soccer club committee because she's got a family. She's on our committee. But the business thing that does do, because she's, what's her organisation called? Did I bring that up?
It's FOBO, front of house, FOBO, back of house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she started up her own thing at the moment. I don't know if I'm qualified enough to speak to that, but she is doing incredible things with her new company. And, yeah, I guess she's gathering all of the data that she does from all her roles, and she knows a lot about Raglan.
I can tell you I can see the thing that's written here. Katie takes a vision and helps make it reality. Creative and dynamic research is her special skill set. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Grant writing, press releases, she does a lot of social media content. Basically, she knows everyone in Raglan, and if you need anything done, just ask her and she'll deliver.
Yeah, I guess my point is that she's the MC, but she's not just like the MC. Like, I guess she'll have things to contribute to the conversation as well.
Yeah.
And will the audience be able to ask questions?
Yes, there will be a Q&A.
Okay.
After.
That's good, because I'm sure they'll have questions.
Yeah, I feel like the whole event could just be a Q&A.
Yeah. This would be a really good thing for some young women who've just graduated or just finished school or just embarking on something, wouldn't it?
That's definitely a lot of our questions are focused on how to help and empower the next generation.
Yeah.
And I guess a lot of these businesses specifically that we're focusing on Friday are about leaving a legacy for the next generation as well. Like some of the panel are teachers. I know Katie has a background in teaching, and that's sort of not something that you can pass on as a business model to your kids. That's also what I'm really drawn to about these businesses, is that they continue on forever. They can. If the person chooses to do so.
Yeah, yeah. And what about you? Like, how did you come into this? Where have you come from and into this?
I live in Waianae.
Yeah.
Out in the Whops.
You just said there was a pretty hairy ride in this morning with the wind.
Yes. So that's where I hail from. And I have a background in social justice and working with fair trade.
Okay.
I spent a long time living in India working with organic cotton farms.
Okay.
Yeah, so a bit of a different history.
Yeah, that's not what I was expecting you to say. What did you say?
I've had my own businesses as well. I'm passionate about helping people in the community and networking and building bridges and connecting dots.
Right.
So I guess that's my role within the chamber.
Yeah, that sounds definitely like what your role would be. Yeah. And organizing big events.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, look, let's go over the where and when again, just so people get a reminder.
Yes. So this Friday, folks, at Rocket, 3:30. So wrap up work a little early. Bring your favorite staff members with you.
Yeah.
And we'll kick off. We want to kickstart the panel discussion pretty early on, so people that do need to go home and get back to their lives can leave promptly. But also we're hoping to have some DJ and some music after the panel discussion, so if you want to stick around and network, it's a great opportunity for that. Like I said, the business chamber usually hosts private events, so if you are not a member, this is a great opportunity to see what we're all about and to come and meet and connect and promote your business, promote yourself, and be inspired by people who are doing really great things in this community.
And if you want to become a member?
Then, yeah, go ahead. On our social media, there's links to how you become a media, a member, or yeah. You can send me an email at info@theraglandchamber.co.nz.
Yep.
But it's pretty easy to look for our website and hit a sign-up form there. And if you do sign up, we offer one-on-one mentoring for every chamber member, which pays for the membership in itself by an amazing local big business coach, Steve Murray.
Yeah.
And he's sat on the Business Chamber of Waikato Awards. He's been a judge for that. So he has a lot of experience, not just in Raglan, but the wider Waikato area.
Yeah, because it's interesting. People go into business because they like the thing that they're doing, but suddenly find they're running a business. And
Yeah,
and that's the bit and a lot of us fall down on.
And that's what these
struggle
women,
with.
These women are great at outsourcing.
Right.
You know, and doing just what they love. And that's really inspiring.
That could be a really important lesson, I suspect.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, folks, Friday, 3 o'clock at Rocket. Don't forget, and you can get your tickets by going just to the Chamber's Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah, or just Google International Women's Day Gala Raglan, and it will pop up on Humanitix.
Yeah, awesome. All right, thank you for coming in, Emma.
Thank you so much.